Welcome to Practicing Courage, a space where we're dedicated to exploring what it means to live well and engaging in practices that support finding the courage to do so.
Well, in a time of record loneliness, right, where we've never been more, not only more polarized, but also just more disconnected in every sense of it, what an opportunity to slow things down. I love what you're highlighting, curiosity, because I used to tell when I used to supervise, you know, trainees that were coming through, I would always tell them, like, curiosity is actually your superpower as a, not only as a human, but as a therapist for this reason, like getting really fascinated with the person across from you, not falling prey to assuming that you know much about them just based on their age, demographic, where they came from. You know, 0.1% at that point. Everything else is TBD, and that's the exploration. And so taking more of that humble, open-minded approach to life, to interactions, that totally resonates with me in terms of those opportunities to connect, to build bridges, to find that common humanity.
That was Dr. Jonah Paquette, a clip from our recent conversation that took a dive into the depths of awe, wonder, and how related qualities like curiosity can lead to a deeply fulfilling life. Hearing Jonah talk about this reminded me of when I was first learning to be a coach. We had a saying before stepping into a coaching conversation: leave your assumptions at the door and embrace curiosity. Because the reality is, as Jonah so beautifully said, we know so little about someone's experience and about their story. So little that it only makes sense to get curious, to ask questions, and to listen deeply. This is the inspiration for today's practice, which centers around finding ways to let go of your own assumptions and to choose learning over knowing. The first step in this practice is to get curious about your own mind. When you move into your next conversations and interactions with people throughout your day and your week, if assumptions and judgments arise in the mind, which they most inevitably will, see if it's possible to simply observe them and then to let them go without getting caught up. The second step would be to slow down and appreciate just how little you know about the other person, recognizing too that each person we encounter is fighting battles we often don't see. This practice of tapping into not knowing can be supported by appreciating that each moment, including this one, is new and is an opportunity to see someone with fresh eyes. Even if you've spent a lot of time with them, the person in front of you is different than the last time you saw them, because this moment is new and fundamentally different. As you appreciate this, see if you can get curious and begin to question, how might they have grown? In what ways have they changed? What have they experienced since last time you saw them? Each question acting as a doorway into curiosity, an opportunity to get to know this person once again in this moment. Thank you for your practice today. I look forward to continuing together next Thursday.